Chapter 5. The Caterpillar. The caterpillar looked at Alice for some time before it spoke. Then it said slowly, "Who are you?" It was a difficult question.
I don't really know, sir," Alice said. "I was Alice when I got up this morning, but then I changed, and then I changed again, and again."
"What do you mean?" the caterpillar asked.
"I don't know," Alice answered. "You see, I'm not me now."
"I don't understand," said the caterpillar.
"I'll try and tell you," said Alice. "You see, I change all the time. It's very difficult for me."
"Why? I can change very easily."
"Well, perhaps it's not difficult for you, but it is for me," said Alice.
"For you? Who are you?" said the caterpillar, and laughed.
Alice felt angry.
"It asked me that question before," she thought. She stood very tall and said, "I will tell you, but first, you tell me. Who are you?"
"Why do I have to tell you?" asked the caterpillar.
This was another difficult question, and Alice could not answer it.
"This caterpillar isn't very friendly," she thought.
So she walked away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called. "I want to tell you something important."
Alice turned and came back again.
"Don't get angry," said the caterpillar.
"Is that all?" Alice asked.
She felt very angry with the caterpillar.
"No,"
said the caterpillar. It did not speak for some minutes. Then it said,
"So, you're different, are you?"
"Yes, I am, sir," said Alice. "I can't remember things, and my size changes all the time. Sometimes I get bigger, and then I get smaller again."